USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending his weekend in Delaware once again. On Friday, the president cheered the latest jobs report, explaining how more jobs in the economy will ease the pressure of other economic challenges.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to Chernobyl in Ukraine after Russian troops withdrew from the area. The IAEA director announcing the trip on Twitter, saying it'll happen as soon as possible. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues as peace talks continue between both sides. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The price at the pump is slowly continuing to drop.
Relief at the pump is slow, but it is happening. AAA puts the new national average at $4.21 a gallon. Missouri, the cheapest to fill up at $3.76. California remains the most expensive at $5.88 a gallon.
Chris Russell reporting from the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau. Florida's Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating the death of a 14-year-old who fell off an amusement park ride in Orlando, Florida. State Representative Geraldine Thompson says she's not ruling out a change to the law.
If there is legislative action that's needed to give more authority to the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, that's what we'll be focused on, whether that is about training, whether it's about insurance, metal fatigue.
The ride did pass all the normal safety protocol and compliance tests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Americans continue to deal with high prices at the gas pump as President Biden tries to soften the blow by releasing 180 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Connecticut Democrat Governor Ned Lamont is trying to help drivers by suspending the state's gas tax.
As of right now, working on a bipartisan basis, a 25-cent per gallon cut in your tax. That will make a difference.
The gas tax is suspended until July, when the state will reevaluate the problem. Google's former CEO is sounding the alarm on China's technology competition.
Eric Schmidt is no stranger to taking on the big dogs. He fought Microsoft when he led Novell and took on Brussels when he was the CEO at Google. Today, the billionaire is focusing his energy on the United States' fight with China and our biggest struggle yet, competition with China. Schmidt was on Capitol Hill this week making his case. He proposes the United States should set up a national academy to train tech workers who work within a civilian capacity for the federal government for 5 years in return for their education costs.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. COVID hospitalizations in the United States are sinking to a pandemic low. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, just over 16,000 are hospitalized with COVID as of Friday, the lowest number since March 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.